Hello and welcome to the Breaking Free podcast. I'm your host, Nathan Francis, and today it is Monday, the 21st of July, 2025. It has been over 4 weeks now since I have recorded a podcast. My last episode was with Craig Cole talking about leaving our kids alone and what's going on inside the mainstream schooling system. So, after the last 4 weeks, I am back. It's been a whirlwind last 6 weeks. I spent some quality and beautiful time with my family. They were up here on the coast, drove them up and back down the coast, and it's been nice to reconnect with some old faces and reconnect with the family and have a break from the podcast. I believe it was my biggest break from this podcast since it started. Oh, 3 years ago now, so 130 episodes in. Anyway, let's get on the show. I have notes today, so stay with me. This is for all the young men out there, for all the men out there. It's time we stand up, level up, rise up, and step into who we're supposed to be, given the times that we are in. You know, the system wants us to be a certain way. I speak about this quite a lot in my content. So let's get into it. Most young men today are faking strength, they're avoiding pain, and they're silently breaking under pressure. I was that young, brash male in my 20s as well. I was lacking all the confidence. I didn't have any of the things that I wanted because of the way that I was living my life. And that was the biggest thing for me, the biggest shift for me was understanding why I'm doing these things, understanding why I'm doing this to myself, and that it's no one else's fault but my own. And I help young men break free from the patterns, the programming of pain that keeps them stuck. And right now, as of right now, on the 21st of July, I want to bring three brothers into my program, into my coaching over the next 60 days to transform you, to transform your life, transform your health, wealth, give you a sense of purpose. And start to step into who you're supposed to be. So if this sings home to you, feel free to reach out to me any time. So there are three, actually there are four core problems that I have surmised here today that are the problems that our young men are currently faced with. And the biggest one that I've noticed, especially in the last 4 and a bit weeks, going up and down the coast, traveling, being in different parts of this beautiful country here in Australia, these are the four things I've noticed amongst our youth and our young men of today. Disconnection from purpose, you know, drifting through life, numb scrolling, TikTok scrolling, beautiful girls on Instagram, working jobs they hate, no vision, no fire, no mission, no purpose. That's the big thing I'm seeing amongst our younger generation of young boys today. There is no purpose, there is no spark. They're coasting through life, smoking, vaping, bit older, going to the nightclubs, covering themselves in all these tattoos and really living a very dull and meaningful life. But on a level, on a deep level, they do know that they are here for a more important reason, and it's a matter of uncovering what that is, but it's also having the patience, the resilience, and the discipline to be able to go to those places. And that's where I can come in and offer assistance. A man without purpose becomes a slave to distraction and comfort. The solution here, you know, this podcast is all about the problems and then the solution. You know, one thing a young man can do listening to this is they can ask better questions. Ask questions such as, who am I? Who am I beyond the sun? Who am I beyond the student? Who am I beyond the job title? Who am I beyond all these labels that I've given myself? Start stripping those back and start to remember and start to uncover and ask yourself another question as well, such as, what do I do with my life? Where is it going? Where do I see myself in 12 months? Maybe break it down a bit shorter. Where do I see myself in 3 months, 6 months? Where do I see myself in 5 years, 10 years? What's the long-term vision? What is your long-term vision? Or ask yourself, what is my long-term vision for whatever it is that I'm doing, whether it's for physical health, such as the gym, exercise, losing weight, whether it's taking back control of your health on a much more, we can say, dialed in level, where you're giving up these things, you're quitting the alcohol, you're quitting all the things. Where do you see yourself long term? The system wants you to be in that long term. No, not long term here. Sorry, I apologize. In the short term thinking, they want you worried about now, worried about this, worried about that, fearful, and that's the system. It keeps you busy so that you never figure out or plan out where you want to be in 5, 10 years' time. So it's a matter of sitting with yourself and carving out that time for yourself to dive right in. We've got to reconnect with our core values too. This is the big thing. Then the big step I made on my journey was reconnecting with my core values. So what are my core values? What are your core values? Do you stand by health, wealth, freedom, purpose? Do you stand for family, for love, for freedom? What do you stand for? And then live by those values. It's very easy to write down what it is that you stand for. I'm very guilty of this. I'll put my hand up right now and say I've been very guilty of this in the past, where I've written and said things. It doesn't matter whether it's values or whether it's something I've said, but those words, the actions weren't meeting the words. And the universe, spirit, God, whatever you want to call it, will test you on those values, on those things that you stand for out there in the real world. You'll have a moment where you'll be tested, and that's where you meet them with the action behind it. So we got to reconnect with our core values, and what's pissed you off about the world? What breaks your heart, and then putting that into a beautiful thing of finding your unique purpose from the heartache, from the anger, and let that rise up through the ashes. So asking better questions, reconnect with your core values. What's frustrating you? What's pissing you off? What's breaking your heart? And then we come into that heart space, and we allow ourselves to figure out what it is we're here for and what our mission is. So, and how I can guide you through that process is I can help you deal with those emotions that come up, the sadness, the anger, the fear, the worry, the panic, all those beautiful emotions that do arise in the day to day. It's giving you the tools to be able to unpack, feel those emotions that do arise, because once you find your unique internal compass, it's a fire, it's a flame that only you can put out. And that's the most beautiful thing. And this is the kind of work we do together. I help you realign with your purpose and discover who you are underneath all the noise, underneath all the programming, all the fear, all those things. We just go deep into it all. And then we birth this beautiful realigned version of you. Number two, that was number one in no particular order. Number two are the unhealed father wounds, lack of healthy masculine role models. This is huge because if you are familiar with my content, I talk a lot about the TV shows and the movies that I used to consume a lot. And recently, I discovered and remembered that as a 13-year-old, I actually give you a backstory. I spoke about this in a sauna only last week. So there was a 13-year-old boy, which was me, right, that didn't, and I think this is very relevant to a lot of our younger generation of today. I didn't necessarily have a self-identity. Now, not many 13-year-olds have a self-identity. You're still figuring things out. You're straight out of primary school. You're in the high school setting, and you're still trying to figure out where you sit on the scale of the social hierarchy within the school. And for me, I was still figuring out my stuff. And was around that time I started watching American Pie. It was when I was familiar with that movie. And for me, I actually had this conversation about the other TV show, which I'll get to, but I'll get to Stifler. And he was the character that had the women, he had the good group of buddies. He was able to take the piss out of himself a bit, and he was that jovial, happy guy. And for me, I downloaded that program, downloaded that character of who a man prototype should be, And I acted a kind of a lot like him through my teenage years because on the TV he had, as I said, he had the women and the buddies, but he was also getting that validation. And I was getting that validation amongst my tribe, acting that certain way. So he was definitely one character that I tried to be in my own way through those teenage years. Because trying to be the man without ever being shown how. Trying to be the man without ever being shown how will just, you'll fall victim, you'll fall under the trap and the spell of these characters. Another one is, a bit later on, was 2 and a Half Men with Charlie Sheen. Now, he had, a bit older, he had the revolving door of women, he had the beach house and the hot tub. So, as I progressed through my teenage years, I downloaded his prototype version of a man of who and what I should be, because he was getting the women and the sex and the validation of the women, and was treating them a certain way. And I started treating women like that as I progressed through my 20s, and I learned very quickly that women didn't like being treated like that. But I had to go on that journey and figure that out. Now, here's another one. So see how there's a lack of healthy masculine role models, and there was a lack of healthy masculine role models throughout my life as well. Especially given the TV shows that I was consuming and being around the a footy club most of my life as well. There are a lot of unhealthy masculine role models amongst that as well. Drinking, partying, sleeping around, doing all those things. Listening to all those stories as a kid was another layer of that prototype male of who and what I should be. That jock, if you're looking American, that jock male was something that I clung on to because I didn't have that self identity. And then Joey and Friends through my mid 20s, I've become very familiar with Friends through my mid 20s, and I wanted to be like a lot like Joey. I felt like he was the sort of guy I was anyway. And I remember that beautiful person I shared the sauna with said, why didn't you end up being like Chandler? He was much more funny. It's like, well, I was already walking the path of that womanizer playboy. And Joey was the perfect sort of sugar on top of that prototype male that I wanted to be. And it was a matter of stripping back those programs, but also turning my back on them and seeing myself and asking myself those questions, like we covered in point one, where who should I be? Who do I want to be? What do I want to become? And what's true to me beyond the programming that I was consuming? So who am I beyond Joey? Who am I beyond Charlie, beyond Stifler? Who am I if I just shut myself off from those influences? Who am I beyond that? And that's the question we need to ask ourselves. And a generation raised without worries is now trying to lead without grounding. It's such a big thing out there in society today, really. Solutions here. I just said one. You might want to turn the TV off. You might want to turn the music off and sit with yourself. And it's almost like you're in a hospital bed with all the wires on you and you're just ripping the wires off. You're ripping off the TV, you're ripping off the music, you're ripping off all these things, your parents, influences in society, school, the system of who and what you should be. You're ripping off the band-aids and you're sitting with yourself and asking, okay, what's true to me? What's true to me? Who am I? And the best solution here is, we got to build that inner leadership. And the only way to build that inner leadership is ripping off those band-aids and surrounding ourselves with healthy masculine males, healthy masculine men that are leading, building, and creating. They are out there. And if you have intentions of finding them, you will find them. So we got to create our own masculine identity. and not what society wants us to be. As I said, we have to start ripping those band-aids off and turning our back on some of these things and figuring things out, you know, because once we have control over our health, that's the biggest pillar. Because once we're healthy, we're then able to make decisions, go to these darker places and feel these things because there's less pain. We have our brains switched back on, and we're able to then navigate this emotional stuff on a much deeper level because we're putting things into our system that's giving us the energy, the vitality, and the strength to be able to go to these places and give ourselves the energy to be able to figure these things out. And I talk a lot about semen retention, talk a lot about the naughty content out there of today. If you're holding on to that seed and you're not spilling it away over beautiful girls on Instagram, over the naughty content that we're consuming, and you're holding on to that energy, you can then redirect the energy into your life, into your business, into getting stronger, healthier, into becoming a better version of you. You're using that energy to rebirth you. Think of that energy. Think of that energy that's sitting inside your balls, guys. That energy that's sitting inside your balls that you're rubbing it off, squirting out into the sheets, into the tissues over a beautiful girl on Instagram, beautiful girl on OnlyFans, beautiful girl on the naughty content on the hub that you're consuming. If you can hold on to that and focus that energy, you know, you use your imagination here, you switch off and you envision the type of person that you want to be, you envision the type of life you want to live. You're channeling on a spiritual level here that energy into your life, into your mission, into your purpose, into you. You're rebirthing you. Now think of it as when you shoot that off into a woman and the sperm meets the egg, that energy creates a human. That energy can create the new, empowered, strong version of you. So there's another solution, something to consider. Semen retention. I've done three podcasts on this very topic. I'll put them in the show notes. Go and listen to those interviews and start learning how powerful your seed is and how you shouldn't just be giving it away to the external. Keep it internally for yourself unless you're building that family with someone. I've been through this journey myself, as you know, and I now walk alongside men who want to do this deep inner work. The deep inner work is what changes our world internally and it changes the world externally. It is that powerful. I want to reiterate that. So there's some solutions there for point two. Point three. This is a big one because emotional numbness and shame around being vulnerable. Now, vulnerability is the more vulnerable we are as men, the more attractive we are. The more we're able to feel, the more we're able to express, lead, build, create. It's a beautiful thing, but suppressing emotion doesn't make you strong. Now, this is the stigma and this deeply embedded program amongst men aged 40 plus from that generation of don't cry, it's weak. You know, showing emotion is a sign of weakness. Asking for help is a sign of weakness. All of this is bullshit because we feel things as well. We have sadness, we have anger, we have all these things that come up, and sometimes it is okay to ask for help because that deeply embedded program is I believe it's a 100-year-old program. And the more we suppress our emotions and the more we keep ourselves silent, the more it's killing our power, killing us on the inside. And it's not a good place to be. So if you're a man out there, be vulnerable. Don't mask your pain with sarcasm, anger, partying, corn, the hub, you know. Gone are the days of crying is weak and all this stuff, you know. Since I've gone on my journey over the last few years, I've allowed myself to cry and allowed myself to feel all the emotions that I've hidden away to, you know. I've gone to those places, still continue to go to those places and continue to cry. And the best thing I do is I look at a younger photo of myself. And it's really beautiful because my grandma gave me one recently when I was in my old hometown, and it was a 3-year-old or 4-year-old version of me, and he was playing and he had all these toys around him, and I looked so happy and so I just looked so happy. And I remember just staring into that photo when I got back, and yeah, I just had a bit of a moment with that little boy. And that's how I do it. That's a solution for me is, man, my mum's Facebook's beautiful, you know. There's a lot of old photos of me on there. So I'll often sift through photos and I'll find the right one. You always do. And I sit with that version of me. I stare into that photo and I feel everything I was feeling in that moment prior to that photo being taken and the moments later. It's like a trip down memory lane. It's really, really powerful. So if you have an old photo of you, sit with that. Sit with that version of you. Sit with that feeling and see what comes up and start to feel things again, because healing's not a weakness, it's actually discipline. The more we can build our discipline and we do these things, the more powerful and stronger we're going to be. And there's so much power in that safe space. But if you can create that safe space with you, with a beautiful photo of yourself, then you can allow others into that space. And this beautiful healing, this beautiful art of vulnerability, and the more men that are vulnerable, the better our society will be, because we're feelers too. You know, we feel things deeply. We don't necessarily know how to express them as much, but I feel like it's something that we can all get better at. And I know for me, writing is another one. I'll sit and journal. For me, can be easier than just talking about my feelings, just putting pen to paper, because I'm not having to explain something to someone a million different ways for them to get it. It's just me, a pen, some paper, and it's just my thoughts, my feelings. So another good solution there is journaling. Start writing. I feel this today, da 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 da. I'm grateful for. So there's some journal prompts that you can use. And this is the container I offer men on a private, more powerful, more personal level. It's built on truth and it's not built on trends. So these are the tools that I'll help you with when you come in and work with me. This is another one too. On to point four. Point four, the fear of failure and the fear of being seen. This is a deeply embedded fear amongst not just our young men, but men in general. And the pain is playing small, not launching that business, not having that important conversation, and ghosting your own potential. Most men aren't afraid to fail. They're afraid of their own power. And for me, I was the same. You know, I laid on a table 3 years ago and saw the things that I was going to be doing, you know, podcasting, writing, doing all the things I'm doing now. I saw that. But I didn't run away from it. I wasn't scared of it. But I tell you what was scary was putting the first podcast out there, something super uncomfortable, something I hadn't done before. You know, it was a car crash. You know, I want to go back and listen to it. It's in the library. But that was super uncomfortable because I was doing something so different to I'd ever done before. It was something that I'd never done before, and it was something that really I just went, fucking, I'm doing it anyway. But it was something that made me uncomfortable given the lifestyle I used to live. You know, I was scared of the judgment. I was scared of the comments and the feedback that I was getting from that podcast. You know, it upset some members, external family members in my family. It upset people, and for me, it was scary. It was uncomfortable, but I did that thing anyway. And 130 episodes later, can sit here and quite confidently say that it was the best thing I ever did was start this platform. I feel like it's helped thousands of people out there. So, you know, if I can shift something within you today around this, it's the fear of failure is a part of your story, but it's also a part of your family's story. Now, there might be someone in your family that has a lot of regret for the life that they lived. So you've taken that burden on. And you've started to live that life going, well, I don't want to end up like that. So you've put all your energy into not having any regrets, to not having things that maybe you just maybe you're a bit stuck, and maybe there's a younger version of you that needs you to circle back and say, I've got you. It's going to be okay. I am you, you are me, we are one, and we're going to rewrite that this story. This story, we're going to rewrite your own story. And a good way to do that is sit with a younger version photo of yourself and tell that person, that younger version of you in that moment, tell it what you want to do and who you want to be, because you're talking to that younger version of you. Only you can reparent that wound. Only you have the power now to go into that and feel that and talk to that younger version of yourself. The best thing I did and the best thing that shifted that for me was going back to that young kid in school and saying to him, Nate, that's one person's perception of who and what you can be. If anyone needs to hear this today, if you were ever told you shouldn't do something, you couldn't do something, you shouldn't do this, you can't do that, da 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 da, that's one person's perception of who and what you can be. You came here to do and be multiple things, and there are 6 billion people on this planet. There will be someone out there that will resonate with what you have to say, what you have to do, and they will find that common ground with you. There they are out there. There's 6 billion people on this planet. That's one person's perception in amongst 6 billion others. That's how you can start to shift that. Because for me, it was powerful. Subconscious reprogramming. Fear runs the old programs. If you picked up on the fear in 0 to 7, you'll be running the fear program now. Look at the news, look at the TV, look at the mainstream music. Fear, 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 fear. You got to turn off the fear, surround yourself with empowering content, and we can remove those blocks so that action becomes natural. I know for me, removing the blocks was so powerful. Removing those blocks, one of those blocks was saying to that kid, that's one person's perception. That was a block that just went poof into the ethers, right? We action. So feel the feeling before you take the action of to where you want to go. But the universe rewards the action. So you can remove the block. Then you got to actually action that thing, whether it's actioning that business, actioning your next move, actioning the whatever it is. You got to take that action. And I know for me, I've been sitting in a bit of that for the last 6 months, sitting in a bit of that, in a bit of that, sitting on my hands type thing. I'm not taking action to get my next venture started. And it's a tricky thing. But you've got to have that patience and that resilience and that discipline to go back to that place, back to that time, and shift that block. You don't need more motivation. You need fewer inner walls. Just remove those blocks. Easier said than done, though. I know for me in the last 6 months, it's been quite tricky. So that's the four most common issues amongst young men today that I found. And if I want to end on a truth bomb, it is the world doesn't need more followers. It needs more free men who are awake, aware, and aligned. Also heart-centered. We need more men diving into themselves, into the journey, into all this stuff, so that we can begin the rebuild. And it's the rebuild of our society. Look at what the world is at the moment. I'm a big believer in we leave places better than when we found them. So we've incarnated here on Earth to leave this place better than when we found it. I think we can all collectively say, for those who are listening and watching out there, that this place ain't any better than when we found it. And that's our responsibility as men to rise from the ashes and to lead humanity out of this massive, deep slumber. That's why we came here. We came here as leaders, builders, and creators. We didn't come here to act like Stifler. We didn't come here to act like Charlie Sheen. We didn't come here to act like Homer Simpson. We didn't come here to act like Peter Griffin. We didn't come here to act like Adam Sandler, Will Ferrell, Jim Carrey, Kevin James, Kevin Hart. We didn't come here to cheer on a team that don't even know our name at a football game. We didn't come here to live our lives based on whether our footy team wins or loses. We didn't come here to work a job that we don't like, 9 to 5. We didn't come here to, well, we did come here to build a family, but we didn't come here to let a system raise our family and raise our children. We didn't come here to sit around a breakfast table for 2 hours, separate as a family, and do things we don't enjoy, come back, sit at the table, go to bed. We didn't come here to do that. We didn't come here to listen to all the rap music. We didn't come here to listen to Eminem. We didn't come here to listen to 50 Cent. We didn't come here to listen to Diddy. We didn't come here to listen to Travis Scott. We didn't come here to listen to any of this shit. We didn't come here to bend girls over. We didn't come here to watch naughty content. We didn't come here to engage in and drink at a pub every Saturday night. We didn't come here to laze around on the couch and let someone else deal with our problems. We didn't come here to be a hyper feminized version of ourselves. We came here as a leader, as a builder, and as a creator. But society told you that you need to act like this to get a certain way, to get the shiny thing, to be something that you're not. Society says, be like Homer Simpson. Because that's what they're showing you on the TV. We didn't come here to watch any of that crap. We didn't come here to consume any of that crap. We came here for a reason. We came here with a purpose and a mission. And it is incumbent upon you as a man, it's incumbent upon you whoever's listening and watching, to remember who the fuck you are and to take back control of your life. And it's not just you that is dependent upon this. It's everyone. It's all incumbent upon all of us to take back the control, to take back that power, because we've been handing our power away to the wrong systems, to the wrong people, to the wrong platforms to lead us and guide us a certain way to suit a certain agenda. We didn't come here to be leaded and guided to suit a certain agenda. We came here with a mission, with a purpose, and with a God-given gift. And it's incumbent upon you to sift through all of the bullshit that you've kept inside for however long, to find out and remember and connect the dots, to remember who you are and to remember the gift that you were sent here to shine out into the world. And the only way the world gets better is when we get better. The world will get better when we get better. We fix the internal, fixes the external. We're a collective consciousness. We're all connected. So the more people that are leading, building, and creating, the more people that will follow in the leading, building, and creating, and will consume less and will do more. So if you felt this in your gut, in your heart, then reach out. I'm always here for you. I work with a handful of men each season, and right now I've got space for three. Three of you. Let's go. Let's remember who the fuck you are, and let's take control over your life and stop handing it away to a system that profits off of your weakness, off of your independence. I mean, no, your dependence, even, and your sickness. And if you're done being a passenger in your own life, then DM me, email me, or hit the link in the show notes and let's have a conversation about all things you and how we can direct you to where you want to go. And we can unplug you from that system of control. And we give that control and that power back to where it should always have been. And that is with us, the people. And if I want to finish on something, there is more of us than there is of them. Let that sink in. Reach out to me anytime. I'm always here for you. The Breaking Free podcast is back. Some good guests coming up and some more solos. And I did promise that I was going to sit down and discuss who they are. The tinfoil bodysuit edition of the Breaking Free podcast will be coming soon. I'll sit down and I'll record that. But for now, men, I've got room for three of you. So reach out to me, email me, DM me. Let's have a chat. Let's get you back on the path. Let's get you leading, building, and creating, finding your purpose, finding your mission, and let's get you going. I'll talk to you all, beautiful souls, again soon. Thank you all for listening and watching, wherever in the world you are. We're back, baby. Talk soon. Cheers.